Start the program with the shocking news yesterday of the discovery of a body of an American mother of one, Jamie Carney, at her home on the Muckross Road yesterday afternoon in the Homelands housing development, which is just off the Muckross Road, just right close to the centre of Killarney town. Around about lunchtime yesterday, a family member found her unresponsive in her bed, and a friend was called, and then the emergency services were alerted. They arrived at the scene and sealed off the entire housing development while Garda forensics teams went in there yesterday afternoon for a couple of hours to carry out their assessment of the situation. The Gardaí have set up an incident room at Killarney Garda station, and a senior investigating officer has been appointed, and there were senior Gardaí superintendents and detectives coming and going all day yesterday afternoon and into the evening as well. The scene remains sealed off this morning. The Office of the State Pathologist was notified as well, and it's understood a post-mortem may take place at some stage today at University Hospital Kerry. And that post-mortem will determine the course of the investigation into what happened, Miss Carney. But we'll wait and see what happens with regards to that and how that investigation unfolds from there. The thinking at the moment and much of the reporting is suggesting this, that this was a violent death, and it may well be a murder investigation. There's also some reporting out there that a man is being searched for, and that ports and airports have been put on alert in relation to his whereabouts. So we'll keep you updated with that. With me to talk about this in more detail now is the Kerry Independent Alliance councillor John O'Donoghue, who is Mayor of Killarney. John, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me this morning. This is desperately shocking news yesterday when it unfolded.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to all listening. Absolutely. Much like much of the rest of the country, I suppose we've been enjoying glorious weather the last few weeks. As you can see, there was a real kind of festival atmosphere in Killarney. Everybody was happy. They were getting out, enjoying the fine weather. And suddenly this news broke, and it was like a cloud just descended over the town. And people were in absolute shock to think that something like this could happen on our doorstep. And our thoughts and prayers are absolutely with the poor deceased lady's family. So anything we can do to help them, we absolutely will. I find that it's often at times like this, I suppose, where we've seen the very worst in humanity, which would appear to be the case here, that it's very often following that that we see the very best in people. So we have a very resilient community here in Killarney and in Kerry, and I have no doubt that they will rally around the poor lady's family and offer them every help and support that they can. And also, I think it's very important to mention the Gard on Garda Síochána have an appeal out. If anybody has any information, to contact them. They have an incident room set up, and I think that is absolutely vital. Something that someone might know that they might think isn't that important, that it's kind of incidental, something that they notice, dash cam footage, anything like that, contact the Garda station. Let them decide if it's of use or not. That, and I do think that is one of the most helpful things that people can do at the moment.
Yeah, and that's very important. They've put out that call for anyone who was in the area on the Tuesday, the 6th or the Monday evening of the 6th of July, because this is a very busy road. This is the N71. It runs from really outside Killarney House all the way out to Muckross Road, that long stretch of road that people would very well know about, tourists and locals would know. So if anyone was driving particularly, because it is very, even judging by yesterday, the couple of hours that we were there in the media assessing the situation, the amount of cars that travel along that road is absolutely huge. So the Gardaí will be hopeful that somebody somewhere was travelling either on the Monday evening, Monday night into the early hours of Tuesday morning, right up until yesterday afternoon when the discovery was made, that they would make that available to them to help with their inquiries.
Yeah, absolutely. And excuse me, I believe with dash cam footage, it can very often just be recording continuously. So I would urge people, go through it, or even if you don't want to go through it, just hand it into the Garda station. They will go through it. You could have something that could prove vital in establishing the exact facts of this case. It could be the reason why this case is solved. So if you have it, go and check it, go and have a look at it, and hand it into the Garda station. I think it's time, very important now, that everybody stays calm and allows an Garda Síochána to do their work and assist them with that work in any way possible.
Yeah, and we'll likely hear more about that today. She was in Killarney for the last 5 years, but had made an impact. She was kind of embedded in the community, even though it's a relatively short period of time, Miss Carney. Originally from Westchester, New York.
Yeah, absolutely. Very much a part of the community. I know that her daughter was a member of a local sports club, played football with them. So obviously like, she is the person this morning that I'm probably thinking of most. It is an awful tragedy to befall anybody, to for their parent, to one of their parents, to have passed away in this manner. So my absolute thoughts, my heart goes out to her, to be quite honest. But as I said, I've no doubt that the local community will rally around her and give her every support that she needs.
Yeah, in the wider context of our wider family as well. So look, John, we'll see where it goes from here with regards to that, but that the wider community will be helping in that situation. But look, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us about it on the programme this morning and give us your thoughts as Mayor of Killarney.
No problem, thank you.
Okay, that's Councillor John Donoghue there of the Kerry Independent Alliance, Mayor of Killarney, giving his reaction to the unfolding situation right in the centre of Killarney town, where yesterday the body of 43-year-old Jamie Carney was discovered at her home in the Homelands housing estate just off, and a housing development, I suppose, smaller estate just off the N71 Muckross Road in Killarney. And as we have said, and as we reiterate again, and the Gardaí have reiterated again, in relation to what has happened and what is happening with regards to this, they are looking for anybody who is in the area. This is on the Monday, the 6th of July. So anyone, Monday the 6th, I suppose at any stage on that day, Monday the 6th of July, if you were on the Muckross Road, if you were driving along there in particular, they're appealing for you to come forward. They've set up an incident room at Killarney Garda Station that can be contacted by calling 064-667-1160. Or if you want to do it this way, the Garda confidential line, 1-800-666-111, or any Garda station. Investigations are ongoing. And if you feel you know anything in relation to what may have happened, even outside of having dash cam footage, then do contact those numbers and get in touch. Garda were carrying out door-to-door inquiries in the local area yesterday, so they're looking for any and all bits of information with regards to that. There is reporting this morning, as we have said, in relation to the search for an individual, a male thought to be in his late 20s, ports and airports being notified in relation to that as well. But if you have a view, get in touch. Door-to-door inquiries have been conducted by Gardaí, but if anyone does feel they know anything, then do. The more information, the better. As John said, even you might think it's totally insignificant, they're nothing to do with it, but it might just be something that puts a piece together for them in their investigation in deciding where it goes from here. We're back to the situation that's unfolding in terms of the development of an investigation that continues this morning. The seal is sealed off at the Homeland housing development just off the Muckross Road in Killarney upon the discovery of the body of Miss Jamie Carney, who was found there yesterday afternoon. With me on the line is Independent Councillor for Killarney, Martin Grady. Martin, good morning to you and thanks for joining us. And this is a terribly sad morning in Killarney.
Good morning, Jerry. Look, it certainly is first and foremost, Jerry. Look, and yourself, Jerry, thanks for giving, I suppose, the coverage as well. Look, you gave it yesterday. You were there, I suppose. Your finger was on the pulse quite quick. And you certainly, I suppose, initially before it was announced, you certainly treated, I suppose, Jamie and the family with dignity and respect until people knew who it was. But look, I suppose I want to just express my deepest sympathies and heartfelt condolences to Jamie's family, and especially closely, I suppose, here at home, who's living with her daughter, to her friends here in Ireland and overseas as well.
Yeah, yeah, very important that is done. And obviously, Martin, as well, that the Gardaí are allowed to investigate and help in any way possible by the public in their investigation.
For sure, Jamie. I suppose anyone that knew her or knew her whereabouts that night would come forward, no matter how big or small the information they may have. They might think it's irrelevant, it might not be. So look, what I'd say is don't be afraid to come forward with anything they may have, whether it's, if they have dash cam, CCTV footage, if it's a domestic property or commercial, if they've seen anything suspicious, I suppose, in the area, certainly come forward. Or anyone, I suppose, a footfall at an unusual hour of the night, I suppose, as well, for sure.
Yeah, and that's part of what the Gardaí are looking for. There's a post-mortem due to be taking place at some stage today. That'll determine where the investigation goes. But outside of that, I know that her daughter and her wider family will need lots of support, and they'll get them from people in Killarney.
Oh, absolutely. Sorry, look, it's a town of 1,000 welcomes for sure. And I suppose it's a great country as well indeed. But look, I suppose she made Killarney her home since 2021. She loved it here. She worked here, to be fair. She came here and she worked hard from the United States not too far out from Independence Day, Johnny, which we all celebrate in the town. I just want to acknowledge that as well. Kearney always acknowledged, I suppose, welcomed everyone from all over the world, but in particular, American people. They're the core of our tourism. Look, I will say that as well. And as I said, not too far out from the Independence Day, we celebrate.
You knew her, Martin. She got involved in the community, even though she was here a relatively short period of time, 5 years.
I did, Joey. I suppose, look, I knew her through my work. Got to know her, I suppose, look, what I was saying, but I definitely certainly helped her and assisted her, look, in many ways that I could, both, I suppose, look, herself and her daughter and her friends indeed. But, look, she was a very, very kind person. A loving mother to her daughter, absolutely. And to, I suppose, look, it really is shocking, Joey. And, look, if there is foul play involved here, Joey, I'm sure the Gardaí will do justice, but there's not a sentence long enough, Joey, for somebody could carry out such a cowardless act, you know.
Martin, listen, thanks for giving us your view on that this morning. That's Martin Grady there, Councillor Martin Grady, independent councillor on Kerry County Council, talking about the discovery of Jamie Carney's body and the continuing Garda investigation, which continues today. More analysis being done. The scene is still sealed off at Homeland and after Muckers Road in Killarney, and that post-mortem awaited today, perhaps maybe happening at University Hospital Kerry, which will determine where the investigation goes from here. And again, the Gardaí are seeking the assistance of everybody out there. If you were on that road, if you were driving in the area on Monday evening into Tuesday morning, into yesterday afternoon, if you have any footage, dash cam footage otherwise, if you remember seeing anything in particular in the area, that's one of the things they're looking for people to talk to, talk about or talk to as well. If you have anything, there's an incident room at Killarney Garda Station, 064-667-1160. 1-800-666-111 is the number to call.